This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Well, first, the good news. Vermont has one of the best high school graduation rates in the country. But the bad news is that the Green Mountain State also has a relatively low rate of college attendance. Only half the high school students who graduated between 2009 and 2013 even enrolled in college within a year of graduation. And that's part of the reason that the Community College of Vermont is making more college-level classes available to high school students for free. The programs offered are designed to reach high school students at a time when they're ready to make decisions about their academic futures. And here to talk with us about the options available to Vermonters is Community College of Vermont President Joyce Judy. And Joyce, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about this.
Well, one of the programs at CCV is a dual enrollment option, and this allows high school students to take two free college classes if they do go on to college. My first question is, do they receive credits for those classes taken?
Yes, those courses, dual enrollment courses, are just what they mean, dual enrollment, meaning that students get credit towards their high school diploma. They are college courses that are offered. Most students take a dual enrollment course. They come to a CCV location, so they take a course right with all CCV students. They might need a math requirement for high school, and if they took calculus at CCV, it would satisfy the requirement for their math towards their high school diploma, and it would be 3 college credits towards meeting their math requirement in a college setting.
What is the best reason for doing this? It sounds like you're just taking care of something early that you could take care of when you get to college. Why is dual enrollment a good thing?
Because research shows that if you can help students understand the value and become engaged in college earlier in their life, they will continue on and pursue a college education. I was just recently talking to a mom who is a single mom, someone who really wanted her daughter to go on to college, but knew she couldn't afford to go to college. And she's from a small town, a very small high school. She found a way to make sure her daughter took Introduction to College Studies. Then as a junior, she took 2 dual enrollment courses. And then last year, she took early college. And she is now at Castleton, and she started this fall at Castleton as a sophomore. She has saved $20,000 to $30,000 because of tuition and room and board, because she saved one whole year. And she graduated from high school on time with her class and also had accumulated over 30 college credits. And her mother said it's the only way we, meaning she and her daughter, could have afforded having her daughter get a college education.
You know, I can hear a high school student listening to this, or even a parent of a high school student, saying, you know, okay, but my high school student is already overburdened with coursework. There's extracurricular activities. This is a busy person already. How do you fit all this in, having college courses to take along with your own high school work?
Well, I think some of this is you can take dual enrollment courses in substitution for a course or a course that you couldn't get in high school. You know, many times talk to high school seniors. All they need is one course to complete their high school graduation requirements. Many, many students their senior year carry very, very light course loads. So how do we keep them engaged while they're still a senior? Dual enrollment, and I want to be really clear, is for all students. And one of the things that we are really trying to focus on, particularly, are students who don't imagine themselves going on to college. And how do we help them understand that they could go to college? They could afford to go to college. They can do it academically. Because right now, as you said early on, you know, of the 7,000 students who are graduating every year from Vermont high schools, only about half of them are going on to college. That's 3,500 that are opting not to. And if you talk to Vermont employers, there are lots of very good jobs in Vermont. I want those jobs to go to Vermonters.
I want to make sure we're covering the basis of other logistical possible issues here. What about transportation? How do the students get to and from campus?
Transportation is critical. We work with schools. Some schools run buses because they want their students to opt into dual enrollment. We have gotten philanthropic support. We have paid school districts to supply buses to help with transportation. We will do anything we can to break down the barriers to help students be able to access dual enrollment. In addition to that, VSAC has a program. If a student can't afford books, they can apply through VSAC to get support for their extra costs while they're taking a dual enrollment course. As a sophomore in high school, a student has the option to take Introduction to College Studies at CCV, which is a free course that's designed to help students understand what college is, understand how to pay for it, understand how to deal with transportation, all of those things. Introduction to College Studies, we offer it on our college campuses. We offer it at other Vermont State colleges. We also offer it occasionally in a school if transportation is a huge problem.
I want to get back a little bit to what we were talking about, that statistic about just 50% of high school students even enrolling in college in their first year after graduation. Do we really know the reasons behind those numbers? Because it could be that many high school graduates are maybe deciding to take a year to do some work or volunteer jobs or even explore other options before going off to college.
We have looked into those numbers pretty significantly. It does slightly increase within 18 months, so that allows for the gap year, but you'd be surprised, it doesn't change much. If you look at the education levels of Vermonters aged 25 to 65, 45 to 65-year-olds in Vermont have much further education than the 25 to 45-year-old. And so the trend continues beyond the 12 months after high school graduation. My focus is that people have to recognize that they have to continue to learn beyond high school.
Do you know how many students have been taking advantage of this dual enrollment option so far, as opposed to the numbers you would like to see?
Yes. Last year, there were 1,000 students who enrolled in dual enrollment programs at CCV. This semester, we have over 400 students who are enrolled just this semester alone. Because one of the other questions you asked about, you know, in terms of people's very busy schedules during the school year, dual enrollment is also an option for students during the summer. And, you know, I want to be really clear, a college education doesn't guarantee you a job, but it sure does open up a lot of opportunities.
And we'll have some links for more information on dual enrollment on our webpage, vpr.net. Joyce Judy is the president of Community College of Vermont. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Mitch, thank you so much.